ESPN Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now, makes true me a bit. But me not fear no guy now, no matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now, me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up. From what day you may find out.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, March 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Hump day, we definitely going to get over the hump together. And like I said, I got a special guest today zooming in with me and, joining me for the first hour. I got Mr. Luby George. We'll be going to him right out of the break. I'm going to open the lines up, as always, on a Wednesday. Phone line 254-316-325-4259. Text lines toll free, anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTT Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. So we look at the headlines real quick, and it's so poignant that we had this conversation with Luby today, so, you know, I'm looking forward to jumping in with him right out of the break. But if I look at the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844, suspended Haiti deportations, Amnesty International urges countries against turning Haitians back. We also have a timing of police search of union leader's home is curious, Pintard says. Pintard says FNM declined Botswana trip. You know, so we got the leader of the opposition making headlines. We also have headlines from Ministry of Housing. Sweden shantytown demolitions, not an attack on any race. So there's lots to talk about. So I'm glad Luby's here today because he can speak to some of these issues. Because I find him to have vast expertise in the field. So I'm glad to have him here. We'll have a great conversation with us all coming up on the flip side of the break. So we'll take the first break right now, flip side of the break. We'll be doing it the Wednesday edition of Talking Heads with Mr. Luby George coming up right out of the break. So keep it right where you got it.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone talk us about that thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We need to talk, and it's about something pretty important. Your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
We're back at you on the March 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Right now, glad to have Luby on the show. Of course, you know, we got lots to talk about, but the main issue, the elephant in the room, because, you know, you've seen a lot of things on social media, in the court of public opinion, things floating around so much so that the press release was issued. So I want to welcome Luby to the show. Luby, how are you and you ask my brother? Welcome back. I know you're no stranger to the show. How are you and the fam doing, man?
Man, Naughty, I want to say a very special thank you to you reaching out to me. Shout out to your wife, MJ, on my side, my family, my kids, everybody is doing fine and well.
Good
stuff. Once again, man, thanks for the opportunity. And yes, you know, the elephant in the room, you know, when you messaged me about doing the show, I said, yeah, we're going to do it again.
Yeah, again, because, you know, and me being, you know, being victim from time to time myself in social media with people putting things on your name that aren't the case, I know how it is. And sometimes if you have people keep repeating it, whether it's the case or not, that's what's going to get out. That's the information that's going to go along. So I got my issues with fake news. So I want to address the situation that we can establish that it is fake news. That, again, for the record, you have no consultancy contract with the government, correct? You have no contract with the government, correct?
Any contractual agreements with the government to provide consultancy services for any government agency. I've never had any. I've never been offered any, and I've never requested any.
Now, you do have a company that does deal with immigration matters, though, correct? Consultancy for individuals that may need proper direction on how to file for paperwork, how to get paperwork, if they've been here for a while, what the process is. Can you speak to that? So for clarity and for clarification.
Well, I do, and that is why I am an immigration consultant. I am certified. I am considered an expert in this area. I've worked for the United Nations Migration Agency for quite some time, did some things with IDB, did some things with the United Nations and a few other organizations internationally and regionally. And so, yeah, we've been providing technical assistance to persons for quite some years, to tell you the truth. And, you know, I said to myself, well, you know, it seems that this is a niche. There is a huge need for guidance, for assistance. You know, some people just don't have the time. You know, you can pay someone to clean your house. You can pay someone to wash your car. You don't have the time or the energy to do it. Navigating government agencies and government systems sometimes can be, you know, a hassle and a headache.
It could be a hiring experience.
Exactly. And so people with pay persons like myself, I'm not, you know, it's not unique to the Bahamas. Every country in the world has immigration, the first immigration consultant. In fact, I'm very late to the party. And so, you know, I don't see what all of the hullabaloo is about. You know, you have sponsors who are going through the renewal process for, you know, work permits for their employees or seeking to hire persons for the first time. And they would need assistance, you know, in obtaining the right form, which documents they're going to need, ensuring that these documents go to the relevant agencies, because you have some foreign documents that have to come in. They need to be verified. They need to go to some consulates and some embassies. There are some documents that needs to go to our Ministry of Foreign Affairs to be legalized and verified also before they can go over to the Department of Immigration. So it's a huge gamut of documents and different rings that people have to jump through. And they just pay persons like myself.
And I mean, when I look at it, I mean, like you said, it is no strange occurrence. It's happened before. It happens in other places in the world. So I wanted to bring some clarity to it because, you know, a lot of folks, if you leave it unchecked or unaddressed, is going to get to a stage where it's a false narrative. So for the record...
I agree with you, Naughty, and, you know, that is why I was one of the first persons to share. I was one of the first persons to share the notice or the note that
correct.
The public that came out by the Department of Immigration. You know, I saw some persons
I'm scrolling to look for it right now so we can address it, but I'm sure you got it in front of you. Go ahead.
No, I don't have it in front of me.
But there wasn't
if you go on my particular page, you would definitely see it. But, you know, I was one of the first persons to share it because I wanted to, you know, put this baby to bed. You know, I'm grown man. I don't lie, Naughty. I don't have no reason to lie.
You
know,
and especially with something that can be fact-checked as quick as that, you know, one way or another.
I mean, it's simple, you know, very easy to be fact-checked. You can go up to the Department of Immigration, call the Director of Immigration. You know, they have about 4 to 5 different directors. Contact Alfred Says, the Minister of Immigration. Or, you know what you could do also, Naughty? Contact me.
Well, I contacting you because Mr. Says he all right with me, but he's misspeak from time to time, like the hedge fund and the NIB. I'd rather get it from you.
Yeah. And so you've gotten it from me before. I've put it out on my page before, and I've always tried to reference your particular show because your show was the first one that I...
To deal with it, because when we dealt with it back then, it was a narrative that it was being put out. That wasn't correct, and we do have the notice right here. As of Monday, March 18th, press release from the Ministry of Immigration and National Insurance. Ministry of Immigration and National Insurance clarifies Luby George's role following news broadcast. The Bahamas, the Ministry of Immigration and National Insurance was recently made aware through the media of Luby George's role as an immigration consultant. The Ministry of Immigration and National Insurance can confirm that Mr. George is not employed by or contracted with the Ministry of Immigration and National Insurance in any capacity. So,
indeed. And, you know, kudos to the Department of Immigration. You know, they saw it getting out of hand and they did the right thing in issuing that notice. You know, some people, you know, would see it as, oh, they're trying they're quickly to, you know, separate themselves from you. You know, how could you be a supporter of the PLP? But, you know, the truth is the truth and the facts is the facts. You know, you got people, you know, in a tizzy. And so the relevant authorities had to do what they had to do. And again, I congratulate the Department of Immigration. In fact, when I pitched, I said, thank you to the Department of Immigration for clearing it up, because if I just open up my phone, you jump on, you know, WhatsApp group chats, and you and I were in, you know, a few WhatsApp group chats together, and, you know, it's just a huge topic of conversation. And I've been in these groups saying, no, I do not work for the Department of Immigration. But for some reason, people were not accepting that. And guess what, Naughty? You know what's even crazier? You still have a large faction of people that are still not accepting The fact that I do not work for immigration, I've said that. And now that the Department of Immigration has also stated this publicly, you still have some persons out there who are not believing it. So much so that I've seen, persons like Candace asking for the OPM to issue a statement also. I'm like, what? Man, come on, people. Man.
I mean, you have to look at it, you know, I always look at it like this. You nip it in the bud because you don't need people compounding it and adding layers and layers and layers and layers to the equation. You just need the facts. And once you have the facts, you can deal with. The matter is, you are not an immigration consultant. You do not have a with the Ministry of Immigration. You do not have a contract with the government of the Bahamas. That's the bottom line. Now,
that is the bottom line.
If you have a job or a business that in some people think walks the tightrope, well, that's a matter of opinion, but you have a job that has been in existence for a while, a company and a business has been in existence for a while, other people have been doing it, the role of an immigration consultant. Yep. Meaning, if somebody from, let me paint a different example. Somebody from Spain wants to move to the Bahamas. Wouldn't they have to go through the process of getting documentation in order? Wouldn't it be easier for them for ease of access, considering how draconian our government agencies are, to consult someone such as yourself?
I mean, that is why we exist.
But see, I'm breaking it down so we don't have to revisit this anymore, Luby. We can talk about other things. You understand? In the sense that if that's the case, then therefore you will break down what they need. You need passport pictures, you need letters of recommendation, you need police records, so on and so forth. Obviously, they have a whole cache, a whole file that they need to produce for you in order for them to get at least processed. Or, and that doesn't guarantee that they're going to get processed, correct?
No, it doesn't guarantee that they will receive the whatever category of permit that they're requesting or they want. You know, but what we do is, like you just said, we would assist in gathering all of those documents. If there are any documents that are coming this way that are in Spanish, you know, in the case of a person from Spain, we would ensure that we get a licensed certified Spanish translator to translate those documents into English, have those English translations verified and legalized. If they need to go to the Bahamas Foreign Affairs, to be verified, we would send those there also. Once we have that full package together with the necessary forms, the sponsors, their signatures, their request letters, we then, on their behalf, can make our way to the Department of Immigration and submit said application. And then we turn over the receipt and the acceptance slip to the sponsor, and they can take it from there. And they just wait because their phone number and their emails will be on file. And so every communication moving forward, the Department of Immigration, the persons who will be stations or, you know, who needs to conduct the interviews, they would have the necessary phone numbers and the email addresses, and they would know who to contact. So our job is simply to facilitate and to ensure that they have the right documents and they pay the proper fees and they understand exactly what they're getting themselves into. And also from the beginning point of it, to help them to know exactly which category of permit they are eligible in applying for.
All right. So I think we've kind of put this to bed now. I mean, I think we don't want to beat the dead horse to death. I mean, I think it's obvious we proved the point that you are not contracted by the government. So that rumor needs to be unattached and detached from your name because you're not. Now, I do need your opinion on a few things, though, immigration related, because obviously, as you know, a place is very near and dear to you, and a lot of people don't know. You were born in the Bahamas, correct?
I was born in the Bahamas. I see some crazy things out there where people saying I came over here at the tender age of 10.
Yeah.
Somebody else said I came.
I saw it. I went to it, and I was like, I remember distinctly on numerous occasions talking at a Human Rights Bahamas function, a couple other functions, and on my show, Luby clearly said.
listen, you one only need. Listen, if they want to do a verification check, please take your time, go in the Camp Road area or go to the Ryan Bakri Primary School, go to L.W. Young Junior High now, go to Doris Johnson, go to the various places that I have held employment, go in Camp Road, St. James Road proper, near the Pilgrim Baptist Church area. Listen, I watched all of that church, you know, develop from a tiny little church. I watched the public park, the whole urban renewal, all of the things that you can see now in the Camp Road and St. James Road area proper. Listen, all of that developed in front of me from Bush to where it is now. There still needs some improvements need to be done. But however, if you want to, you can go to the area and you can check any of the elders.
And they can attest that the Luby born here.
Man, and listen, you know, amazingly, I often try to say to Haitian people on one end, guess what? Bahamians do not hate Haitians. Y'all need to stop saying that, you know, because based on my experience, personal experience, yeah, you got some crazy people here and there. Yeah, you have some prejudice and, you know, discriminatory individuals, but we cannot paint an entire people, you know, with a brush or based on our experiences with one or two individuals. And as per my experience, Naughty, and especially growing up in the Camp Road area, it was all love. We didn't have this whole Haitian Bahamian thing. And I'm sure people in Anglestown, Fox Hill in the Grove and Carmichael and some other areas, they could attest to the same thing. I had my Bahamian friends who, you know, family here from Exuma and Long Island and some other places who we grew up with in the Camp Road area. And we were all up in their houses. And guess what? When my mommy, you know, was a Haitian lady, when she cooked, you know, the Bahamian kids were there or some of the Bahamian neighbors would come over. And, you know, we just lived as one. We ate together. We laughed together. We drank together. We played together. We went to school together. We went to churches together. And now as adults, sadly, we go to funerals together. We go to weddings together. We still congregate. We still socialize. And it's still the same love. And there's no difference between a Bahamian and a Haitian to us, where I grew up in Camp Road.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
This is Stark in the voice along with you, Naughty.
Brayman, how are thou? What's going on, Brayman?
I'm right here, Holy. I'm right here listening to you all. I have a little problem with what was said. Now, I also grew up in Camp Road, right? St. James Road and stuff like that. My granduncle was one of the deacons of Pilgrim Baptist Church. I do not know one time when that area right there was very much bush, and I am 70 plus. So I wish Luby could, if that's Luby,
Brayman,
could explain
I
that, right?
That
like I've said, my granduncle Haman Benneby, who was living in Lion Road, used to drive the glass bottom boat, was the deacon there. From a little child, my daddy used to take us up there, right? So I never knew when that was bush. I wish he could explain that some more, because like I've said, I am, I don't want to say my age, but I'm going to say it anyhow. I am 77.
Well, I boxing out an island game today. Thank you, Brayman. 3 ball and 4 ball. Thank you. No shame there.
But my point is,
if Brayman wants me to...
But Brayman, what I'm going to do, Brayman, is I'll let Luby respond, all right? So I'll let you go, but... Go ahead, Luby.
Yeah, no, the Pilgrim Baptist Temple Church grounds itself wasn't the bush. It was directly across from there where you have all of that curry, dirt, and rock where they have the parking lot. The majority of that was bush. The three government homes that was built along with the public park through St. James Road, and there's only one public park through St. James Road, all of that was bush and directly across from it. I grew up in the area, man. Born and raised. The Bulls on top of the hill. Lion Road was my stomping ground, and we had the Eastern Region Boys and Girls basketball program. We would play on the Shirley Street Park with Eddie Burrows. The late, great Eddie Burrows used to work for BEC then, and he was a mentor in the community with the basketball program. We used to play on the St. Bede's basketball courts, and we used to play down at Salem. So it used to be the teams from Five Palm Lot. There used to be teams from St. Bede's, teams from down by Uriah. There was a St. James Road team. There was a Balls Alley team, and there was a Five Pound Lot team. And guess what? Naughty, during that time, I out now, I think part of the reason that I feel free, you know, and others feel free and liberated when walking through Camp Road, despite the name that the area has, it's because of programs like that that we had back in the day, where there was that socializing and camaraderie every Saturday. Eddie would have all of the boys that were growing up in the Camp Road area at large playing basketball together and then mixing and mingling the teams, so that you are from way up Balls Alley, but yet now you are on a team with somebody from down Uriah Mackey side that normally plays on Salem Park. And so now that we're a team, we're getting to know each other, we're laughing, you know, we're playing for one another. I'm pulling for you, you're pulling for me. And that caused there to be those long-lasting relationships.
I got to ask you this, because I've had multiple texts saying the same thing. And basically the gist of it is, Nani, can you ask Luby to just post this birth certificate or, you know, passport, rather than saying go visit a neighborhood? I understand, you know, that he's proud of where he came from, but, you know, proof is in the pudding.
Why would I want to post such an intimate document on social media, not my birth certificate? I mean, you guys can go down to the registrar general, you can go to PMH and pull the hospital records, you can go check the passport office if you want to do that. I mean, if it's that serious for you guys based on what some people are saying to you, I mean, is it that unfathomable that a migrant can have a child in the Bahamas in the 80s? During Roker's time?
Let me I mean, I like to talk about these things. Because I kind of know with kids with a international last name, Toten, when they're coming up in this country. And trust me, taking Toten Inigo Fenica Thelaya is not an easy road, my brother.
Wait, Nani, I was just about to say, listen.
Because not only does it have 12 letters.
I've never even tried to pronounce your last name.
It got 12 letters to begin with Z, so you're on the last of every list ever throughout creation. You sit in school and you watch teachers have like a seizure chewing up their tongue, and you just raise your hand and say, that's me. That's me. So I noticed, like, but don't lick me with the stick that you shouldn't lick me with. And I said that to say this. I am a proud Conk Salad. I'm a proud mix-up Conky Joe pot cake. I love it. I love where my Bahamian family come from. I love where my Spanish family come from. But you can't just say, because of the last name, I'm not Bahamian. Because then I got to check you and I got to show you my Bahamian roots. So I understand where you got to come from. You born here. That's the question.
Just go to Camp Road and check the elders. Listen, forget all that birth certificate stuff. The elders, they, along with my parents, grew me up. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. And I can let you know that Camp Road raised me. And, you know, fortunately, I did not fall within some of the status quo and got into some of the, you know, mix-up and bad company. I'm grateful for, you know, the churches that we had in the area. Grateful for the programs, again, like the Eastern Region, you know, girls and boys programs that we had that helped to steer us in the right direction. And I am where I am now, but I'm still a product of Camp Road.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Yeah, good afternoon, Nori. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Anton?
What's happening, Logi?
Right here, bro, talk.
All right, and good afternoon to the nation. Listening to this, I heard a lot of the remarks. The lot of the ignoramuses is what I would call them, who made unfounded and downright stupid remarks in the public airwaves, who don't realize how silly and ignorant they sound when they come on the national airwaves making unsubstantiated claims. What I'm realizing, though, Naughty, is it appears as though these FNM sympathizers, they don't love their country. They only love their country if the FNM is in government.
No. In all fairness, Anton, from what I seen on social media, I seen PLPs, FNM, COIs, undecided, talking smack and spreading the rumors. So let's keep it 100.
I doubt it very seriously.
Then you could call BS on me if you want. Touche, there you go. Now you got a chance to call BS on me. But I know what I read, I know what I saw, and I know who is who.
I doubt it very seriously, Naughty. You would find PLP is caught up in that garbage, because that is absolute garbage. And you
need me to call off some of the troll names? I mean, come on now. You want me to hit you up? You don't want me to hit you with the troll names? Are you familiar with?
I don't.
Anyway, let's keep it moving.
In the troll names. Yeah, and just moving to the next point. Luby, man, come on, man. Hey. You're supposed to be an intelligent man. Why are you even engaging this nonsense? Why are you even... You had the Bahamas Ministry. The ministry that has already made an official statement. Why do you even find it necessary
to come on and engage this nonsense and subject yourself to this garbage by a bunch of lunatics. It makes no sense, man, Luby. You have people calling now and asking for you to post a birth certificate? I mean, are we that insane in the bomb? Are we that ignorant in this country? We can't be that silly-minded. Can't be. We can't. That does not represent the level of bohemian intellect in this country. That is a representation of the worst of us. The absolute. And you should not belittle yourself, man, Luby, to be subjected to such garbage. I'm disappointed.
What would you trying to say? He shouldn't come on my show and talk about it if I invite him to come on and talk about it. No, hold on, Anton. My turn to talk now. Where you get off at saying, how dare he come on this show? Maybe I reached out because I didn't want to see the man's name drug through the mud, like you and others in the PIP have done with my name for no reason. But that's okay. Maybe I wanted to nip that in the bud because people in the F&M have drugged my name through the mud without it being actual factual. Maybe I'm disgusted by the fake news and the false narratives that individuals like you on some occasions promote your own self. Maybe I wanted to deal with that so we could move forward better as a country. So how dare you ask why? I invited him on my damn show. That's why we get here. You got a problem with that, Anton? Huh?
Because it doesn't make sense.
Do you have a problem?
No sense.
Why? If the man's name is drugged through the mud and I can't get an honest answer from some individuals in this administration or in the opposition, I can go to the horse. Because I can't ask Alfred Sears, wrong on a hedge fund, wrong on an IB, the poster child for misspeaking. So I'm going to go to the horse, all right? So don't Muhammad went to the mountain or the mountain came to Muhammad, okay? Because I afford you plenty platform, but people don't even want you to be on. And you are right with me. But how dare you check me, buddy? Because when it's time for you to get a shot, I'll point out, this platform is all G-double-O-D good. But when your coin get mashed, you want to come with idiocy like that? No, boy, Anton, uh-uh. Not today. Not today. Now go ahead with Luby.
Is he still there?
Sorry, Luby. You understand what I'm saying? But you see, that's the mentality right there why we can't get ahead. This blind, yellow, and red party foolishness, man.
Anton is my boy. You understand? You are my boy, Naughty, and I, you know, started off by saying thank you for the opportunity because it is an opportunity.
But it speaks to the disingenuous nature of Anton when he's ready. Because he's been lobbying on all these talks. Give it a break. Get the right news in. So when you try to do it, now you want to condemn you for that?
You understand what I'm saying? Like, we're helping to put this baby to rest so that we can focus on some other things. Also, Naughty, you gave me an opportunity to help to inform and to educate those that don't understand what it is that an immigration consultant does.
Correct.
In fact, you have scores of people that have probably never heard of an immigration consultant in their lives and don't understand what it is. And so you afforded that opportunity so that we can, moving forward, when people would hear such terminology, they would be able to decipher and to understand that, guess what? An immigration consultant doesn't mean that the person is a consultant for the Department of Immigration. Immigration is...
The average is real. That's why we're trying to do that too. You know what I mean? So people, like you say, could be enlightened and informed.
That's how I took it. So, you know, I took it back, you know, also with Anton trying to say, you know, I felt kind of slighted on your behalf also to say, you know, why would I entertain such a thing? But, you know, you're the talk show host. You invited me. And of course, you would, you know, I trust you. You're a professional. You know what you're doing. And so this isn't about gossip or trying to, you know, infiltrate ourselves into the foolishness that's happening out there. In fact, this is the complete and total opposite of that. We're trying to correct the narrative, inform, educate, and try to help persons, you know, to focus and you know, just worry about what we should
be worrying
about,
day,
as opposed to these fickle things distracting
us. There's other questions I want to ask you, you know, that you as a Bahamian and me as a Bahamian and you as a Bahamian Haitian descent, we want to know. Especially coming out of, especially dealing with the Amnesty International, didn't get to talk to you on that yet. A couple other things that you could enlighten people on. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, what's going on, Luby?
Right here, bro. What's good?
You know, like, you know, you see them, they hear you talk about, right, Luby? They have a family in Cambroa that lives on the main road. And basically, like, in the 80s, and the 90s, you know, I know everyone from Wolfwood straight to Balzali, right?
I was born in 86.
You probably would have been a little younger, because, you know, I could be 16 in August, right? And I realized, me and you share a lot of things together because I could, you said I understand the group. You know, I could identify with what you're saying, right, Luby? As far as the relationship between Haitian Bohemian. When we was growing up, it wasn't like how, you understand, we never hear all this BS. We used to play together. I'm telling you. Ernest, the people who live in there, it was Haitians around. We used to play together, do everything together. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know where this narrative come from, but I can identify with that. But here's where the problem lies for me, right? I'm a Bohemian, and my allegiance lies to God in the Bahamas. So what I'm saying is I could see you sound like us. I wouldn't focus on you. You understand what I'm saying, Luby? You didn't have to come on the radio and explain to me what a consultant is, because I knew that before they even posted that. But what concerns me is, why should the Bohemian people, I'm not into Anton, and I'm not giving a comment on what I'm saying. Everybody is an ignoramus somewhere in some discipline. Why is it that a Bohemian should take for gospel what somebody says? Hello, there's such things as lies and whatever, and we see the JP system, et cetera. We can't rely on that. We have an AI system that can be implemented to retroactively prove fraud. It has nothing to do with I don't want to hear this BS about gospel from a human mouth. What I am noticing, Luby, is, I'll try to be as euphemistic as possible. The question is then becomes, you as a consultant or anybody else, even I as a consultant, right? Same thing with the court system. I come in into contact with people at immigration on a daily basis. I develop a rapport or whatever. So for me, and then, you know, people affiliated, the lodge, et cetera, et cetera. Why are you trying to tell me how to think here? I'm saying it's all a racket. It's like a chance for people to make money, and you know people better. Anybody can be familiar with people, so you're facilitating things faster. That's all I'm saying. It has nothing to do with you. It's just a thinking mind. I don't know who's behind, but, you know, I mean, I was insulted by Anton, and who he decides to get to be the arbiter of truth, and who is, to decipher, you say what is right and what is wrong, or what is ethical and not, and who determines that? We are human beings. People deceive one another. This is how people get strong, by deception. Everybody deceives. I'm not saying you're doing it, Luby. But yet, as I tell you, I grew up in the Grove, and I can identify to you what you're talking about. All right, you remember that I was born in 1964. And you sound like us, so therefore you're one of us. And so there's nothing wrong. But the question is, where does it lie? I'm not in fear of the, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is this, do you recognize that we have a numerology problem with the Haitians, Luby? Yeah, in the Bahamas. Do you recognize that?
Bring it down.
Hello? I see. We have a number problem. The Haitians are getting too much in numbers. Do you recognize that as a problem for us as the Bohemians?
And that can be twofold, and that's
a topic. Just go online and Google.
That's a topic for discussion.
Illegal migration on a country, then. That's all. You have to be specific.
Okay.
All right, 52. Good stuff, as always.
Wasn't specific. No, it wasn't specific.
I think what 52 was trying to get at was, at this point in time, I don't think we could facilitate taking any more foreign nationals from any country the way we are in our own predicament. I think that he was getting at. But like you say, it's a topic for discussion.
Yeah. I'm on record of agreeing with that. In fact, I'm on record of saying the exact same thing. I did an interview with ZNS today. I don't know. I'm not sure what time they're going to play it. They're probably going to play it tonight. Where I spoke to that based on where we're at right now, currently, with the limited resources, the way we're managing, you know, the policies that we have, you know, the way they're structured and are set up right now with all the infrastructure and yada, yada. Yes, we know that they are basically barren lands and not barren lands, but basically they are, you know, islands with, you know, low population. And as a result of that, you know, it doesn't make sense for investors to really go in and to do some things. We're underpopulated. Some people would argue. We understand that as it pertains to migration management, that is where we fail, Naughty. Migration management. We fail at that. A big fat F at migration management. And as a result of that, I would definitely agree that we are not in a position to take on any huge numbers of persons from anywhere, including Haiti.
Boy,
I'm saying that.
I hope people listening, boy. I tell you, boy. Anyway, let's get these last two calls in real quick.
Why don't they, you know what, let them record this.
No, it is recorded. It could always be replayed. But there's two models we got to go by in this country now. Read Bahamas and Listen Bahamas. We got to start putting them on T-shirts. Read Bahamas and Listen Bahamas. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Nori.
Afternoon.
Yeah, I hope what Anton just did was enough for you to bar him completely from your segment of your show. And I would hope that the Guardian Radio will not allow him to talk on any talk shows ever. He should be barred for life. That's all I have to say.
I think I could work out a trade. Maybe we could trade Sparky reinstatement for Anton suspension. All right, caller. I don't think it's like that, though. I like to hear from everybody, man. You know, that's one thing. It's court, you have to talk now. Whether you agree with what they're saying or not, that's entirely up to you. Let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, we don't hate you. You're just Naughty by nature.
GNN, what's good, my brother?
Man, not a thing. First of all, let me commend you for what you did, Anton, because, see, I am aggrieved by what he called me. See, I don't jump on none of them groups and stuff like that, but I'm a Bahamian. I use the WhatsApp and stuff. Sometimes we get in trouble, and sometimes we don't. That's just human nature, and that's a part of our Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom of association. You understand? Now, he called us ignorant and this and all that and asinine and stuff like that. Well, he could put out a J-A in the front of his name because he was trying to tell you that the only persons engaged in that were FNMs. How does he know that? You trying to tell them, no, Anton. I know some of the people. But he calling us ignoramus and all kind of things for spreading false news, false innuendos, and false stuff. That's the first one. The second one, would be Luby. Hey, Luby, oh, geez. Sorry, Luby, how you doing?
No problem, man. Good afternoon, my brother, man. Continue.
Yes, I really like how you handled him, Naughty. That was right on point. You understand me? And before he comes back on the talk show, y'all need to make him apologize to the public for calling us all kind of ill names on national radio. I don't like that, man, and I'm glad you handled that. Now, in terms of 52 was right on point. He said some of the things I wanted to say, but I will say it just a little further to Luby. Luby, you could tell, not anyone y'all could tell who I am or what I am.
What, by talking to you?
Yeah.
Sound like you's a Dolphin fan, but all of y'all sound like.
Listen, by 5 o'clock, what would you consider me if my nationality was coming into question right now?
If I walked up to you and I talked to you today, I'd be like, GNN got to be a Bahamian. He's not an old school Bahamian.
Exactly.
Well, look at me. You talk to me and don't know my last name, you can think I'm some Long Island, Eleutherian, Abaconian, exactly. Conky Joe, Bahamian boy. I could change your mind.
I put my legs on Luby now, because Luby gives a big money, sticky legs. I will tell you, yes, I am Bahamian, but I have also something else. And nobody in this country would know what that is unless I tell them. You understand? I mean, you know why? Because like my grandma used to say and old people say, when you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. You see? And I think that's where Luby, the problem has been created with Luby. It's certain things he was pushing a little too far out there, like 80,000 people on Flag Day parades. And, like you say,
to
the United Nations and stuff. I ain't trying to get too deep. It's just that's how
No, man. See, that's where the problem lies. Again, we have some persons amongst us who would make some false narratives up. You know, sometimes we get to see it and we nip it in the bud, or we try to, or sometimes we don't get to see it, and these things spread like wildfire. You know, there are so many things that persons have accused me of saying or doing, and I've asked them, please, just present me the facts or the occasion to solidify or verify what it is that you're claiming that I did. And, you know, majority of them, they just can't.
I ain't called to offend you or nothing like that. I'm just trying to show you.
No, I'm not saying that you're offending me. No, I'm just saying, don't try to put nothing on me that I've not done. This whole 80,000 and this and that. No, the Chargé d'Affaires from the Haitian Embassy was calling out numbers.
I even ain't gonna get into that, because my memory serves me correct. I remember you was involved in that, but we could apply, but leave it alone. You understand me? But I'm just saying, what we need to do, the key word here is let's assimilate. Let's assimilate and live together. That's it. Thanks, Lottie.
Appreciate you, GNN. Luby boy, listen, it's been a great first hour, man. Our time is almost done, but I want to thank you for your patience. I want to thank you for being candid. I want to thank you again for your patience.
No, you have that type of show, you know, Naughty, where you could, you know, be this way and be free. And, you know,
and yeah.
What it allowed, though, you created this atmosphere that the callers can call in and they can free and relax also to say what they need to say and to understand. And the line of questioning is also different from some of the talk shows I've been on, so I really appreciate what you're doing. But you know, I'm pretty sure you wanted to touch on shanty towns.
No. But that's why I say you got to come back. You got to come back now. We got to get you back now. We've established the line. We got to get you on to talk about them things. So maybe next week or the week after. But the bottom line is, yeah, I received a lot of texts, and what I exactly wanted to do has happened. That we established what is what, the actual factual. But we also have now opened up the lanes for other dialogues because Texas is like saying, yeah, Naughty, first hour gone, but I want to talk about the deportations. I want to talk about the shanty towns. I want to talk more about immigration.
Yeah, deportations this morning.
Correct. So I'll link you maybe for next week. We could touch these things, man.
Yeah, no problem, man, Naughty, anytime. You know,
and I say, the most important thing was to establish, you know, the get you back on and obviously set up, you know, line up where we're going from here. We dealt with all the innuendos that are out there. We know it's true. We know it's false. And now when you get back in, we're going to be talking immigration. We're going to talk deportation. We're going to talk shantytown, so on and so forth. And something is near and dear to both of us. The human rights protocol that must be exercised in all of this, that we have signed on internationally with treaties. So we need to make sure that we dot our I's and cross our T's. That's very important to me also.
Bingo, that's been the major part. For some reason, people have missed that mark. But again, Naughty, thank you. I know the hour is up, but you got me, bro. Just hit me up on the line, and you know I'll definitely be there.
No worries, my brother. Greatly appreciated, man. Good stuff. Good text, good cause, good everything first hour, man. We appreciate you. Even you, Anton. So at the end of the day, though, good stuff, Luby. We'll do it again in short order. All right, bro? Greatly appreciated, man. Let's take that break. Flip side of the break. We'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get into the news, and we'll be talking sports. But right now, I got to go eat my farmhouse waffle boy, my farmhouse king. My Jesus, this look good. Oh, God. Burger King, you done it. You done it again. Mark Carter, thank you. Pearly, you better hurry up. Get in studio, boy. You eat this one, too.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Enjoy the flavors of summer with a mega-sized KFC combo and get a secret code for a chance to win. KFC and Pepsi is giving away daily beach bundles of a KFC bag packed with KFC shades, a bucket of 25 KFC whole wings, and a 2-liter Pepsi, plus a weekly cash prize of $1,000. Whether it's original recipe, spicy, or barbecue, get your favorite KFC combo today and mega-size your summer fun. KFC Nassau, it's mega finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone throughout Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
This Easter, from March 29th to April 3rd, witness history in the making at the Betty Kellen Kenning Aquatic Center. Cheer on Team Bahamas as we dive into history, swimming our way towards a sixth straight victory at the Charifta Aquatics. Feel the thrill of competition as 500 athletes from 24 countries from across the Caribbean converge in the Bahamas for the championship title. Immerse yourself in the greatest youth athletic spectacle being held in the Bahamas this year. Watch live as champions are born, records are shattered, and dreams are realized. The Charifta Aquatics isn't just a competition. It's a showcase of the future of swimming right in the heart of Nassau. Mark your calendars. This Easter, March 29th to April 3rd, the Charifta Aquatics at the Betty Kellenkenning Aquatic Center. See ticket information and full schedule at CharIftaAquatics.com. See you at the poolside.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Easter is right around the corner, and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Cup. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Friday, March 27th at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. I'll let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, March 20th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. Listen, all the texts, listen, I got you. I got you. I got the sentiment. It's all good. All right? But at the end of the day, I'll just say this. When I made a move from morning radio to talk radio, part of career and evolvement, because obviously you can't do the same thing forever and ever and ever. But tying back to what Spike Lee always says, if you can make a living doing what you love, then you win. So obviously I'm continuing to win in that category because this could have been a crazy transition for me. But you, the listeners, the callers, the texters from day one, y'all been on board for this ride. All of y'all who came over from the morning, all of y'all who came on in the afternoon, all of y'all at first who was, boy, you should talk 2 hours of politics and popular culture and topics and so on. We don't need sports now. Some of y'all calling me for the sports in the 4 o'clock hour. And that's why I brag on y'all. I call y'all the biggest, best audience in the world. And you're not smart, too. So I'm not going to let anybody just insult you like that. Because without you guys, none of these shows go around. I mean, they could go around, but I mean, it wouldn't be as fun. And let's be real. We have fun every afternoon from 4 to 6. And remember, I'm a comedian. I take nothing personal. Nothing. Okay? You try dealing with an audience every night that could turn on you at any given second. If they don't like a joke over you, go with it. Trust me. I don't take it personal. But at the end of the day, I will defend what needs to be defended, and I'll call right what right is and wrong where wrong is.
Spade a spade.
And, you know, Pearly just put up with it. I put up with it because we know how Anton go, but y'all don't have to put up with it because your contributions are just as important as anybody else's. Whether you're in the highest office in the land or if you're on Skid Row and you won't call me, it's all good. Blind, so, crippled, crazy from 8 to 80. You know how I roll. It's all good.
So, Naughty.
Yeah, go ahead, Pearly.
I kind of broke up. I was trying to finish up something and I just actually finished. What did I miss? Update me a little bit, please.
Let me best describe it to you like this. You remember when Kobe used to play Reuben Patterson?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He got Patterson, that's all.
Oh, okay.
He got a dose of Mamba mentality today, that's all.
So the lotion didn't work today?
He had to see the alpha male in Naughty, that is Naughty. You know what I mean?
Did he come over the classic saying that you putting up with people who call in garbage and talking garbage?
Well, basically, you know, Luby George was my guest. We wanted to clarify his position, his standing. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you and I both know, and we've been victim of it. People will put stuff to your name in social media and swear it's gospel, and it could be the furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah.
But you have your name and your reputation, and you cannot let anybody sully that at any point in time. So Louis had his opportunity to express himself, and he did a great job in it. And it's opened up the avenue for more dialogue, more productive dialogue regarding immigration and so on and so forth. But, oh, boy, Anton had a problem with him being on my show. My show, Pearly, our show.
Why would Anton have a problem with him being on the show?
But that's my point there. This show is good enough to let Anton wax poetic about whatever he wants to wax, but now we shouldn't have somebody on. What is it with this administration that they don't want information out, or pertinent information, or relevant information, or actual truthful information out there? What's the problem?
You see what they did today? They shut the house down prematurely today.
Well, I missed that. Just how you missed the fuck, like how I missed that because I had read an errands. Oh, God.
They had a debate today on voting fees.
Oh,
the opposition.
Very interesting to know that on Friday, we're going to have, for a portion of the show, we're going to have Mr. Peter Morey from the Marinas and the Yacht Association. And, oh, we're going to talk about them boating fees, too.
We need to get a copy of the bill because they cut the debate short and passed the bill and adjourned the House.
But my problem is, with that, and I'm not, I technically can talk about it since angling and sports fishing falls into this category. There are numerous sports fishermen that come over from Florida and the surrounding areas and put on Instagram how they come in and fish out our water, so on and so forth. Are they paying boating fees? Are they paying fishing fees? Are they paying all, none of that?
Paying what? They go in the water fishing, go back.
And
only
then,
time anything you said to them, if a defense force people on the side.
But Pearly, you got to connect the dots and all this. You know how I always say connect the dots, right? I say it early so you can start connecting the dots now, so when it hit the fan later, you followed it and you know how it got there. But be very, very, very aware of these boating fees. And next is going to be marina fees. And watch who could be making the plays in those areas. And I can leave it just like that. But remember I told you. All right? Now, let me deal with this phone call, and then we can talk sports. Talking Heads.
What's up, Naughty? What's up, man? How y'all doing?
What's going on, St. Pete? You know, we had to wait to hear from you today, St. Pete. You on the bridge in Tampa? Where you at?
Man, I crossed the bridge. That 4 o'clock hour was dope, boy. Woo, Anton, he
I don't know why you do that every day.
Hey.
I don't know why you do that every day. I'd wait till the traffic die down.
No way. Listen, St. Pete got a routine. He's going to get the food on one side of the bridge and eat it in traffic going over to the next side. Then he's getting the libations when he reaches the next side. It's a system.
Okay, I can live with that then. Okay.
I'm in the sub, go get some lotto, man. This farm boy, you know, got a little hot. I'm going to go buy a few tickets, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be plotting on my Powerball money there, St. Pete. That's mine. That's earmarked to me and my wife.
I take a piece of the pie, man. I don't want it all. I mean, I take it all, but I take a slice.
You know, greedy.
Like that guy yesterday, he said, I'm a cowboy. I let him know why I'm a Laker, why I'm a cowboy. First of all, my last name is Dawson. That's all I have to say. Tony Dawson.
Tony.
Tony, Reddy came in the league in 77. I was 15 years old. So I should tell people that's my cousin. So that's why I love the Lakers. That's why I love the Cowboys. And I watched that game against Magic and buried them in the NCAA final back in 79. And I was a Magic fan from then. And after that, I said, I'm going to follow this guy when he gets to the NBA. And that's how I became a Laker. And right. I ride and die with those two things.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
I've been the Yankees from Thurman Munson them days. Lou Piniella, Reggie Jackson. I'm old school. I ride and die with those my three favorite sports team, okay?
But I'll tell you how I got linked to the Cowboys. I was watching the Super Bowl. My late Uncle Meredith and his first wife, my Aunt Jeannie, she was from Pittsburgh originally. So they used to send me down all the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, they were watching the Super Bowl. They were here visiting. Everybody watching the game. And I was like, man, I really don't like this Pittsburgh team. But they be talking too much about this Pittsburgh team. They almost as annoy me as much as my grandpa, the Dolphin fans, talking foolishness, but perfect season and all of that. But I don't like none of these in here. And I started looking at the screen, and there they had the game to win. Roger Staubach drops back. He throws a perfect pass to Jackie Smith. Hit him in the worst place possible, the hands. He drops the ball, and Vern Lundquist on the call looks at it, and they got him in the end zone just looking at his hands, crying. And he goes, bless his heart, Jackie Smith has to be the sickest man in America. And I gravitated, and I say, you know what? I can start pulling for that team for the start. They good. They can come back, and they can win. And sure enough, a year later, from the University of Pittsburgh, oh, the irony, came Tony Dorsett, one of the greatest runners in the history of NFL. Hey, top five easy. Top five.
You think so?
Yes, hey, buddy.
I got a Tony Dorsett jersey for him.
Walter Payton.
Stop. If you go to the top of the running back list, checking all the boxes and the GOAT of running backs is Emmitt Smith. Don't you dare say it any other way, Burley. I won't allow you.
But be honest, if Barry Sanders
doesn't retire. Hey, hold on. Barry Sanders, Walter Payton number two, Barry number three, because Barry's a quitter. And I don't recognize quitters. I really don't.
I don't know if you call him a quitter, but anyway.
Barry's there at number three.
They didn't want to release him.
Jim Brown, and after Jim Brown, you got an argument. You could say Tony Dorsett. You could say Marshall Faulk. You could say a lot of dudes. You could throw Eric Dickerson in that equation.
Hold on.
You could throw
Simpson.
You can't. We won't allow that. We and I may allow it.
We're talking what he did on the football field. We ain't talking about what he did with Odell. We're talking what he did on the football. O.J. Simpson.
He used to kill people on the football field too, Pearly. Why you set me up like that, Pearly?
Yeah. Too early for jokers.
Yeah, too early for jokers, but to where you stay with your team, and that's why I've ridden and ride or die with the Cowboys. And to your Magic Johnson point, I saw the finals with Bird and Magic. I was interested in Magic coming out of Michigan State. Couldn't stand Bird because he could talk smack. But oh boy, when he ended up with the Lakers, and I saw him tell everybody, "Hey, relax, Kareem hurt, but I could win this championship for y'all." 42 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists? Man, for God's sake.
But I was a Laker before Magic, so I don't worry about that.
But that's when I became a Laker.
50-plus years.
Magic.
50-plus years for three of my teams.
Magic was my guy coming up, and then it went from Magic and Kareem, actually. That carried me a long way, and then I won't tell you a word of lie.
Magic brought hope back to me, because after Bill Walton swept us and embarrassed Kareem, yeah, I think Magic came back and brought hope to the team.
And then, like I told you, as far as the Kobe angle goes, like Magic was my guy. Kareem was my guy. I was a Laker. But boy, I tell you, I watched that McDonald's All-American one day, and I saw that 17-year-old Kobe Bryant just do his thing.
And
everybody was like, boy, this guy's going to be awesome in the league. I watched the Charlotte.
80.
I went outside. I come back. I didn't tell you what I was doing outside, but I was out there for a minute. I come back in. Soon as I turn on the TV, TNT, the late Craig Sager, Lord bless the dead, we have a trade. And the Charlotte Hornets.
Y'all be safe, St. Pete.
Take care. And the Charlotte Hornets have traded Kobe Bryant to the Los Angeles Lakers.
They traded the rights to Kobe Bryant for
Vlade Divac and another pick.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what?
Thank you.
God is good. There's a reason I was over the moon. And I watched Kobe from the day he came into the league to the day he died. Lord bless you there.
But you always had, the Lakers always had, that made that move at some point that brought that superstar who took them over the hump, Bill Chamberlain. Then they went out and made a move. They made, they got a trade to get Jamal Wilkes and they got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Bob McAdoo, don't forget that. Don't forget the drafts they used to do. The draft day trades, Norm Nixon for Byron Scott.
Then they go on, exactly. Then Emmanuel Dennis is able to get the pick to get Magic Johnson. Then they win the flip to get the pick to James Worthy. And, you know, they did the things.
And that was all Jerry West, too. That was all Jerry, though. Jerry was one hell of a GM.
You know, they got Rick Fox. You know, then they made that move to get Shaq there. They made a move to get Pau Gasol there.
And then it brings us back to where we are now.
All right. So I'm waiting to see what they can do now to make that move to get that superstar to come there to take his back.
Because
the one we got
is a falling superstar. Anyway. Is a shooting superstar. Anyway, caller, you can hit us back, man. You can hit us back, caller. It's all good.
You know, but Naughty, I am in heaven of the hogs, hog heaven. 5:30 this morning, I was up watching the pregame. 6:05, I was able to watch the 6 o'clock, they did the lineups. I did the all-star game, called the players and all that stuff. And then at 6:05, first pitch, and I able to watch my LA Dodgers get out the gate really good with a 5-2 win over the San Diego Padres, beating their ace Hugh Darvish.
Wow,
you know, so that was fun. It was good, man. Listen, those Koreans know how to really watch baseball and have a good time. Now they got cheerleaders there, cheering and everything like that. They got, like, when the Dodgers are bad, the cheerleaders will be up cheering, and San Diego cheerleaders sit down. Then when the San Diego bad, their cheerleaders get up and thing, and they are fun. They really make it a fun game, and it was really a good game.
Oof. Yeah, and that's gonna be not now. We got to battle you in the air fryer now for the till they come back next week. Now it's on and popping.
Yeah, no, tomorrow I'll be up again for game two.
Let's go. Go
ahead.
No, go ahead.
Get the call on.
Yeah, let's get
Yamamoto is making his Dodger debut tomorrow, so that's gonna be some good stuff.
The Yamamotes. Listen, speaking of good stuff, man, I got something to tell you after the phone call. Let's get a phone call right now, though.
All right.
Fucking heads. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty and Bernie. What has happened, right?
Bob.
I used to be calling from a cell phone. And then, you know, the cell phone only could ring so long, and then it shut down, and then that's when you pick up the phone. Yeah. So that's why I used to have to call. That's what I used to be calling. But I just want to say, I was a Laker hater for 50 years. Yeah, he's a hater of the Lakers for 50 years. Or the 80s, when I was in AF Adley, the Sixers win that one in 83, and then Boston and LA used to be going at it, and then the whole Bahamas was LA. And then I don't like going with the crowd, man. I like going with the underdogs, and then I go on with Boston, man. And I was hating on the LA from then. In the 80s, yeah, I was Boston. And in the 90s, I was Chicago. I was a Jordan fan.
You practiced some basketball babbitry then? Basketball babbitry.
In 2000, I joined up Miami, and I ain't got no place now from there. Miami, Dolphin, and the Florida Marlins. I hate LA with a passion.
Listen.
Use a basketball babbitt.
For your admission today, we still accept you as our boy, Muff. You are a basketball babbitt.
Yeah,
right?
But like Pearly how Pearly say, do how I get a Dolphin fan? But the old man was a die-hard Dolphin fan. And when they win that champion in 74, and he's carrying on there.
Excuse me, what championship in 73? They won no championship in 73.
Huh?
They won one perfect season in 71, then in 72, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And 72 and 3. Man.
No, 71 and 72.
Back to back, yeah.
71 and 72.
No, yeah. 72 and 73.
72 was the perfect game, and then the next year we win again.
'71 was when Dallas beat you 24 to something and half killed Greasy. That's 71. My bad. I'm so sorry. My memory. My bad.
Okay, now since Petersburg, we got to beat Cleveland tonight because I ain't satisfied with this eighth position, this eighth spot. We got to get back up in there. I ain't settling for no playing. This ain't going to be like last year. I ain't in no playing. Indiana in second. The Sixers in sixth. We got to get back in sixth position, man. If we win tonight, we get the same record as the Sixers, and we move back into seventh.
What are y'all is now? Y'all in like nine now, right?
Eight. No, we in eight. Don't try. Watch them out, boy. Watch them out. We in eight. The Pacers in seven, and the Sixers in six. I said the Sixers would have the same record tonight after we beat. Hey, Butler still out. But we still could beat Cleveland tonight, too, because I think Donovan Mitchell out. I know we back there, but we still beating them tonight, man. We ain't playing with them. What are you, like, 3 games, 4 games, more games?
We got to win at least 10 of them 13 more games, man. Because like I say, we ain't into the play-in no more. I ain't trusting the play-in this year. I want six position, six spot this year.
Adebayo might be out tonight, too.
I know thing about Robinson out, back spasm. So, yeah, so, you know, we have a halfway team in five. We still can beat them tonight. St. Petersburg, we got them tonight. Go put your money on Cleveland.
But, listen, if I want anybody big me up, I can let you do that, Muff, because you loyal, but you make people, you make it sound good.
You made me one bet on the Heat against my own judgment. That's how good you are, man.
On the Heat or nothing. Yeah, nah. Let me let some. The show only 1 hour. Let me let someone else call in, man. Yeah, we can end up, bro.
All right, but be safe.
Your diamond. Be safe.
Yeah, but Muff, be safe, brother. But yeah, Pearly. So we got Muff chiming in. Nah, this is what I have to tell you.
I was looking at the Heat. This actually sells in eighth place. Okay.
Now I can be honest with you. Okay.
I could have ghost you,
but you was my boy. So I only ate one, but we got to big up Burger King NASA, man. They delivered.
Oh, I was supposed to be there. No,
man, the Farmhouse King stay right here. I got it in the micro warm for you, man. You good, man. But trust me.
I can stand by the gate.
The crispy onions, the spicy mayo, the fried egg, the bacon. My God.
Drop that here, please, on your way. I had a last minute thing came up and I had to dash downtown and I
flavor explosion.
Okay.
It's a party in your mouth, Pearly.
Just drop it off. Yeah, I'll be standing by the gate.
Man, listen, you know what? This pop, when you get them crispy onions with that spicy mayo and that fried egg, that is made of bacon, the burger, and cheese pop.
If you don't come here, I can call you out. I can call you out tomorrow and you ain't gonna be on the show. So I can call you out back tomorrow if you don't be here. I let you know that now.
I'll call Anton and tell him to get you, boy.
No, I just tell producer when they talk. I said, I'm sorry, you can't talk today.
Wait, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Nonny.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I called back because what I want to ask you, right? You mentioned, anyhow, to make it short, have the baseball cards, what you used to get in the Tringham Park.
How you mean, Brayman? That's still huge business. You got Tops, you got Flyer, you got Diamond. You got a ton of them. Okay, yeah, man.
I don't hear anything about them.
Yeah, they still come with a stick of gum, buddy. What you talking about? Yes, really? Buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. And I'm talking about over 60 something years ago, you know.
Man, Brayman, man, you need to let me look at your collection, man. You might be sitting on a gold mine.
I've been moving all over the place. But I wondered, you know, I was just listening to you, and you call a couple of names, and I remember them from playing baseball, right? So I just wanted my curiosity to be satisfied, because I know we used to trade those gentlemen's card. You know what I'm saying?
That's big thing back in the day, man. Baseball card trading.
For real.
Good stuff,
anyhow,
there,
thank
Brayman.
You.
Thanks, man. Good stuff. And don't forget, it's Whopper Wednesday over there at your favorite Burger King NASA location as well. All right, you got that $5.95 Whopper going on, so be sure to check that out. One more call, Pearly, and then we get right back to you. Talking Heads.
Okay.
Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Yes, not. So, Naughty.
We'll get beat again tonight.
All right, St. Pete, we can send that through to you, boy. Boy, St. Pete and Muff got this thing going on, boy. St. Pete versus Nassau. Muff versus St. Pete, boy, I tell you.
Message back and forth.
We got to take them to a Dolphin game next year, Pearly. But yeah, I can get that farmhouse to you, man. That is off the chain. Props to BK Nassau. So they off the chain.
Brayman brought some memories back. My cousin and I had late 60s, early 70s, had a wonder of baseball guys. I had Reggie Jackson's rookie guard. I had Kyle Yastrzemski. I had Carlton Fisk. Roy, shortstop from Oakland. And in the 70s.
Campaneris,
right. Reggie, I had all these cards. And we didn't know at the time, but I had no value to us. You know, we used to actually go to school and flip the cards to win other people's cards. So I had these cards. So 10 years later, 11 years later, my aunt had a son. So he's like 11, 12 years younger than us. So one day, we gave him the cards. Say, listen, have these cards. Have fun with them. cleaning up, he decides he don't want them no more. He throw them in the dump.
Man.
So you know, like, just every day I see him, I remind him how he threw me through maybe $150,000, $200,000 worth of cards.
Yeah, that's a lot, boy.
When I tell you I had some good stuff. All right, some good stuff. Who was the Cuban pitcher for Boston?
Louis Tian.
I had Louis Tian card.
But Louis Tian had a wicked delivery, eh?
I had Don Sutton card. I had Sandy Koufax. Tom Seaver.
Boy, you had long pitches, boy, Pearly.
Johnny Bench. I had Johnny Bench. I had Joe Morgan. Tony Perez card. And I had, my dad had this, and this is one of those cherished cards, Roberto Clemente. And all these cards.
Boy, Pearly.
Let me give it to my cousin. And I
But me and you could have, man, me and you could have been, man, we could have been sitting there counting money to this day, my brother. But anyway.
I'm not going to call my cousin name, you know, Eric, but I gave him these cards.
What's your cousin name? What? Eric? The name you wasn't going to call is Eric.
I'm not calling his name.
But I heard you say Eric.
I didn't say that. What you heard of it, you get it from. You must hear anything.
Okay, but anyway, right now, this is from the NFL Players Association. This may be a game changer. The players oppose any attempt by the NFL to implement a rule prohibiting swivel hip drop tackle. While the NFL Players Association remains committed to improvements to our game with health and safety in mind, we cannot support a rule change that causes confusion for us as players, for coaches, for officials, and especially for fans. We call on the NFL again to reconsider implementing this rule. So the players have spoken out against the swivel tackle rule. There's 3 minutes
ago. Explain the swivel tackle.
The NFL Players Association released a statement opposing any rule that prohibits the swivel hip drop tackle. Now, the best one that I can tell you is the swivel hip drop tackle is they come in behind, they swivel down behind you, and pull you down at an angle where they're behind you.
Yeah, and it's like they're sliding and pulling you down.
Correct, and it's similar it looks like a horse collar tackle from the waist rather than from the neck.
Okay, yeah.
The players have been injured, all right?
Yeah, they might
have
hip injuries.
Now, let me tell you, here's the description of the hip drop tackle and why they're going to make it a 15-yard penalty, okay? If the defender grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner, weights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on or trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee. If you do that, that is now a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. The glaring example was the Ravens versus the Cincinnati Bengals when Mark Andrews, the tight end, was injured on a hip swivel tackle. They're using it as the example. You can see his ankle getting destroyed. So that's why. Me personally, I don't need any of my players getting injured by that kind of tackle, period. Because you're dealing with knees, you're dealing with ankles, you're dealing with shins, and some people are never the same from the injuries.
But I think the Players Association argument is a discretionary call as to whether it really is a swivel hip tackle.
Right. They need to know what is what as far as the rules and implementing and what they can do and how close to the rules they can get.
Yeah.
All right? Because obviously they know that a lot of people are in the league because they're good at this kind of tackling. A lot of players don't hit you up head on them, but they catch you at an angle and try to bring you down this way.
But, do you see how good the NFL is?
Yeah, again, we're talking about it. We're in the middle of March.
Today's the opening day of baseball.
And they drop a rule change that's going to make everybody talk about it.
Rule change to change the conversation. Wow, they good. They good. I love them. They good.
All right, we got another final. We got a final 12 today. Very interesting. Skip Bayless. Hot news coming. Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers.
The wide receiver?
He's been courting them online. He went on and put up a post on X with Mike Tomlin in his picture saying, we look like twins, don't we?
Yeah, but the Steelers pick when?
No. It ain't when the Steelers pick. If he wants out, he's a free agent. They'll take some draft picks for him if they know he's not coming back to San Francisco.
Oh, no. I my mind. My mind ran on somebody else. I got you.
Yeah, no. Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver. Now, you put him in Pittsburgh with Pickens and Russell Wilson and Fields. You got two solid wide receivers right there. Plus, last year, that's why they let Deontay Johnson go.
I think in my sleep and wake last night, and I saw something ESPN talking something about that, you know.
That is on the radar. And listen, a lot of 49er fans are not going to admit this, but they have taken blows in free agency. They've lost a ton of players. They don't have cap space to sign some other ones. And some key ingredients that they thought were coming back. No.
You all lost plenty of players, too.
But hold on, Pearly. The players we lost, we weren't going to re-sign. We knew like two or three of them were going to go with Dan Quinn. We didn't want them anyway. They worked for Dan Quinn. They worked for Dan Quinn's system. He brought in Curse. Curse wasn't on the team. He brought in Curse. The same way he brought in Curse. And he brought in Dante Fowler. Yes. He could take them into Washington. Now, Dorrance Armstrong, I could miss Dorrance. Dorrance was a good key element. He fed off Tank Lawrence and off Micah Parsons, and he used to do a lot of work and get sacked. But we did draft Sam Williams from our Ole Miss 2 years ago, and he's a younger version of Armstrong and with more upside. So I understand them letting him go there. Neville Gallimore, who we let go to you, I already told you. I called you. I said, listen, he need a fresh start. You don't remember me calling you right away and saying this could be a good pick
for you? You really wanted to lose him? You really wanted to lose Tyron Smith?
No, Tyron Smith was somebody that, to be honest with you, we would have liked to do it if the deal was ultra friendly to let him retire a Cowboy, but the Jets gave him more money. They gave him more incentives. Some of them he's not going to reach. But we all know Tyron Smith is not going to play 98% of the snaps for an additional $7 million. All right? That's not going to happen.
Y'all didn't want Dorrance Armstrong?
No, Dorrance Armstrong was somebody, like I said, because we got Sam Williams in the wings that became expendable. And he had become more of a Quinn guy over the three years that Quinn was there.
What about Dante Fowler?
Dante Fowler has been a journeyman. He's a number one pick that turned out to be an underachiever. He's bounced around to three or four teams. He was at the Falcons, the Jaguars, a couple of teams. He came in and played well as a rotational player for us, but he had some boo-boo-to-fool penalties that cost us as well.
Well, you're going to cut Michael Gallup and Van Der Esch.
Well, Van Der Esch was a medical cut. He cannot play football anymore. His neck is done. So now he was going to retire
you
anyway.
You guys pick up one player. Ken
now,
Ricks.
The reason why
there's
we cut...
no rumors.
Hold on. The reason why we cut Van Der Esch was because if he retired, he wouldn't get a $1 million bonus. Jerry and Steven looked out for him, and by cutting him, it forced the $1 million bonus to activate. So he'll get his $1 million bonus, and he's retired.
Okay. I'm worried about Ignum by Ig. I'm worried about
him. Ig Bahini going to Washington, too. That's another Dan Quinn dude.
Yeah. I know that.
Ig Bahini did one thing for us last year. Opening game of the season. Block field goal. He picks it up and takes it to the house. Didn't do jack. You know what? The rest of the way for us.
Which way y'all got to be? Y'all drafted him or y'all traded for him?
My boy, Ig Bahini was drafted by y'all. Okay, and we traded. We drafted from Kentucky. Fat boss man, fat. You know what I mean? We traded him to y'all for Ig Bahini. That was two bad props to be traded for each other. I swear. One was poodle poop and one was shih tzu poop. That's all it was. Garbage for garbage.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah, I know.
So funny.
But yeah, man, I'll be honest with you, though. You got to look at the whole scenario with this offseason, and I'll be honest with you. A lot of teams, some teams got genuinely better. Some teams got pieces that may help, but they're overhyped pieces. This is the time of year with agents. None of that fish is stink. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know that. But Naughty, be honest, very honest. I mean, I know you're a fan and you're optimistic and you always, you know, preach optimism, but you got to be disappointed in what moves you've not made so far.
Earl, for the past seven, eight years, I've been extremely PO'd on the first day of free agency because Stephen Jones is a cheap son of a gun.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Steven, instead of going into polo and busting $1 million, right?
Uh-huh.
He rather goes in Burlington Coat Factory and get $1.5 million worth of clothes for $1 million, even though they got some defects, rather than spend the money.
Point.
And that's what kind of sharper he is. Sometimes you do find some really good deals and some really good steals, and then some other times you just find some knockoffs, and you see why they was there.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens this year. I have a very disappointing feeling that Dallas will finish in the second half of that division this year and not in the top half.
Purdy, they said that last year, and they said we was gonna be 9-7 last year, or 9-8.
No, they said last year your favorite division. No, we weren't.
Let me make it abundantly clear.
Conversations I had with you from day one.
There's
no back-to-back division winners.
Correct. This me, and we had Dallas had won the year before. That's why everybody was on the Philly bandwagon. I mean, Philly had won the year before. And they were on the Philly bandwagon. Oh, this is the team to break the jinx. They're going to do it all. And what did I tell you? Division games, so on and so forth. That's not the thing. Last year, we were going to be 9-8. We weren't going to win the division. Philly was going back-to-back the division, so on and so forth. I don't buy into none of that.
Okay, so
when that ball kickoff in September, you got 17 weeks to prove it.
So based on history and based on trends for the NFC East, Dallas will not win the division this year because they're never back. There hasn't been a back-to-back winner for many years.
I was about to tell you, though, if there's any team that has a chance to do it this year, the Giants, they made some improvements, but they didn't get where they needed to be. They're still there. Washington is a work in progress. Yeah, they're going to come in fired up under Quinn, but let's see what Quinn does. They still going to have a rookie quarterback starting from day one, period.
Okay. All right, fine.
He don't have all his pieces on defense.
I worry about them.
What everybody fails to realize with Philadelphia,
okay,
and you can agree with me on this because we talked about it in depth. Their defense from week 8 went in the toilet the last 8 weeks of the season. True or false?
That's last year.
That was one of the worst defensive units, period, around.
Which was one of the best the year before that. So
correct.
Okay.
The bottom fell out on them. However, in free agency this year, they lost a couple of pieces from the defensive side, including one to Miami. They lost, they brought back Courtney Johnson Smith or whatever, whatever his name is, the three last name dude.
Yeah.
They brought him back for the secondary. Whoop-de-doo. They only replacing Byard, who they traded a better player for to get Byard to Chicago. I mean, to Tennessee.
So you think that they're weaker team?
They made no adjustments on the defense, Purdy. They spent all their money in the offseason on offense, on Saquon and all of that. So, yeah, you could go ahead and pitch up 35 points. That's wonderful. If you're going to allow 42, I like my chances.
That defense ain't falling to the bottom half of the
NFL. Purdy, when I get off here, I can send you a couple links to look at, and you will be shocked to see how they fell. I was shocked myself.
Okay.
All right. Nick Wright brought up the point the other day, and I researched it after he brought up the point. My God, the Eagles' defense was atrocious.
But Naughty, y'all lost a bunch of players too. So even though you say you didn't want them, you won.
They were role players, and albeit sometimes you need some good role players to make the thing work, probably. So you know what I'm saying?
If you don't have a good second, if the team with the better second, the second stringers or the LB2s or the cornerback tools or safety tools or the wide receiver tools, they're the teams that have been the play because those players are good role players. If you don't have them, which you've lost, which was Miami's downfall. Miami didn't have a backup. They didn't have decent backups.
Correct.
And that's what hurt them. And if you don't have decent backups, you can be, you know, I just wondering, you know, but I'll wait to see. We still have time. Got another month before we can really analyze.
And Purdy, what do you say about the NFL? They're the best in the world because me and you talking about meaningless football right now because we still got the draft, training camp, preseason, all of that is to go through, and we still here talking about it.
So you're talking about my Dodgers right now, and I'm here talking about your Dallas Cowboys. I understood.
No, let's talk about the NBA games tonight. How about that? Okay?
That sounds like a plan. That could work.
And there's a bevy of games on there. And, of course, you know, I do have to remind you that it's all about March Madness. It's all about the Island game. Oh, yeah. TheIslandGame.com. Play multiple ways to win on this March Madness, all right? All month long, you got chances to win. You got in-game betting. You got prop bets. You could do bracketology. Listen, it's all there for you. Simply log on to TheIslandGame.com, all right? All right. Now, here's who I like tonight, because what we're going to do is do the picks, then we're going to hit the break. On flip side of the break, Skip Bayless going to take us home, right, Mr. Producer? All right. So here we got for tonight, Purdy. Pacers and the Pistons. Pacers 10.5-point favorites on the road against Detroit.
You know, I'm actually looking at tomorrow's games. Okay, let's try this over.
Today is Wednesday.
I know, let's try this over. Okay, Pacers of Detroit, yes.
Dodgers got your mind scattered.
Well, I'm just looking at the start of tomorrow's game. Okay.
That's exactly right.
I like the Pacers, but I'm not comfortable with the spread. I go with the money line, too.
All right, the Heat on the road against the Cavaliers. 1.5-point favorites are the Cavaliers. Mitchell may still be out. I don't know
Mitchell
who's
is out.
I don't
Mitchell
know who's in out. And out for the Heat.
Jimmy Butler's game-time decision. Adebayo's game-time decision.
Boy, I ain't touching that one. Muff, I ain't touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
You know what? That's the vex, Muff. I take Cleveland.
All right. Yeah, anyway. Muff is the basketball Bobbit. So, yeah, I can take Cleveland by the 1.5 to get it done.
Yeah.
Celtics, 10.5-point favorites over the Milwaukee Bucks. Is Giannis out? Who's out for the Bucks?
Why are they saying that? Are they crazy? Let me see.
If Giannis is not out and they're not injured.
Giannis is out. Brown got an ankle problem. And all
I'll,
got
take,
a shoulder problem.
I'll take the Celtics in the money line, but I'm not touching that 10.5. That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I'll take the Celtics in the money line as well.
I like the Kings to win against Toronto in Toronto, but Toronto's a different animal in Toronto. Plus 11. The Kings may get it, but I play it safe and take them with the money line.
Yeah.
Another one. Oklahoma City at home by 16 over the Jazz. That's a big margin.
I don't know about that, but anyway, okay.
I'll take them on the money line as well. Clippers 12.5-point favorites over the Portland Trailblazers. The way Ayton been playing lately, I might take the Trailblazers with the 12.5. Yeah, they may not win, but they may cover that 12.5.
I like that, yeah.
Warriors minus 11 over the Grizzlies in Oakland. I like the Warriors to win, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I don't even know 11.5.
That 11 is big. Look like the man trying to make plenty of money tonight. Suns by 9 over the 76ers. Again, I'll take the money line. Sixers, I don't know what to deal with them because they won a couple of games they shouldn't have won. And looks like they're trying to round in the form with Embiid pending return.
Yeah. Well, you'll see. If they keep fighting it, they'll be all right. You know that I didn't realize the Orlando Magic Eastern Conference's All-Star break.
I didn't realize that about them.
Either.
I caught a game with them.
I did not realize that.
And I said, when they played Wembanyama, we caught that game. And I'll be honest with you, Orlando got a good little young squad. I see why they cover a lot of spreads and are parlay warriors.
And they're just having fun right now.
There you go. Well, we're going to have fun, too, especially after the break, listening to Skip Bayless. It's about that time, Pearly. I appreciate you. It's all you tomorrow, my brother.
I am walking out the front door now. It shouldn't take you 5 minutes to be here.
Stand right there on the spot, man. I'll be there shortly, man. All right, good stuff again. Everybody who called in today, chimed in today. Flip side of the break, Skip Bayless taking us home. Be good, Bahamas. We'll see you tomorrow. And if you can't be good at it.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Made exactly the way they should be by someone with chicken in their name. The new Kentucky Chicken Sandwiches feature a quarter pound of all-white meat, triple-breaded, spicy chicken breast filet on a freshly toasted buttery brioche bun. With your choice of lettuce, tomato, bacon, thick-cut pickles, and the perfect amount of Colonel's real mayo or spicy sauce, every chicken sandwich is freshly prepared and piping hot. Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwiches, the only chicken sandwiches that are finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion. And Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Raycon Scribblers for May 11th as Super Club Breezes Grounds ignite with Bahamian Talent featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, Shine 242.
They know if you like waiting.
Join the Falcons, Ira Storr, Novi Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Cauley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
49ers receiver Brandon Ayuk chose an interesting way to end his posting blackout on Twitter or X. Ayuk tagged Steelers coach Mike Tomlin as speculation swirls about Ayuk's long-term future with San Francisco. Ayuk tweeted, at Coach Tomlin, they saying we twins. What you think? 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh reported Tuesday that the Steelers, quote-unquote, have looked into a potential trade for Ayuk, who's under contract with the Niners for one more season, but, of course, could request a trade if a deal can't be worked out. So, Keyshawn, what do you think is going
on? Well, I saw the picture of Brandon Ayuk and Coach T side by side.
A little bit.
I think Mike Tomlin looked more like Omar Epps.
He does.
But I don't think he's sending any sort of message like, come get me. I don't think he's doing that, even though there's a report, like you said, that came out of Pittsburgh that they kicked the tires and sniffing around the possibility of adding Brandon Ayuk.
Yep.
This is the same thing that happened with Deebo Samuel a couple years ago. And they wind up, Deebo like, I don't want to play here. I don't care. Y'all not trying to pay me. And John Lynch, kind of his negotiating style, as you can tell, is to extend, so to speak, negotiations as long as possible. That's just the way he does his negotiations. If you look at the history with him and guys that are up for contracts, it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about Deebo Samuel.
Bosa.
You look at Bosa. Yep. I mean, he just...
Bosa missed camp.
Training camp or whatever. Yeah. So it's not, okay, whatever you say. So I think with Brandon Ayuk, who they desperately need, I mean, he was a 1,300-yard receiver for him last year, a 1,000-yard receiver for him in 2022. He had like 8 touchdowns 1 year and 7 in another year. So he is very productive. I don't see where George Pickens... You're going to have to address him here real soon because he's a nice player and he's going to keep getting better now that they got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and they got a different offensive coordinator to get him the football. So his numbers are going to go up, his production is going to go up, which means his bank account is eventually going to go up. And Brandon Ayuk is a $27 to $32 million receiver. You can't have another... $20-plus million receiver. It's the same. You can't, the Cincinnati Bengals. Mm. Any team that got two dominant receivers, you can't pay them that type of money. Mm. Well, when you say, well, what about San Francisco and Deebo Samuel? Well, Deebo Samuel is slight. They pay him as a running back. They play him as a receiver. They kind of take the and use it that way.
Yep.
And it's a nice number. But remember, they did his contract already. So it's a little bit different. Pickens... And Ayuk, essentially, you got to do them around the same time. It'll be tough for Pittsburgh to be able to do. And if San Francisco window is right now the opportunity to win a Super Bowl, you certainly don't want to let him out of the building because you got to replace him with somebody else in the draft that's already passed you up.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to start with what is Ayuk's value, open market or to San Francisco, as you addressed? I looked it up on Pro Football Focus, and I have respect for their grading system. They graded him as the second best receiver in football last year to Tyreek. That's pretty great. Then I look at what's around him. What other weapons do they have in San Francisco? Well, I'll start with the biggest weapon. It might be Kyle Shanahan. His play calling, his system, the run game makes a lot of things work when you get the when they start just slashing you with the run game, as we saw that last play in that 42-10 game. Obviously, did we do it yesterday? The game in San Francisco where they just ran Dallas off the field. Okay, it starts there, but then I look at Ayuk, and he does have Debo, and he does have Kittle, and Juwan Jennings. Every time I look up, he's making another big catch. So that there, and obviously Christian McCaffrey. So you got weapons galore. Are you the best weapon of all those? I know what I'm giving you. What John Lynch is ultimately going to argue back to his representative is that, well, you're in a sweet spot.
Good,
here,
yeah,
right?
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
Right,
yeah,
right, yeah. Okay,
you're not in a sweet spot.
Okay, but they're going to say, maybe you should be surrounded by these weapons because your career is going to last longer and you're still going to get big numbers because you get to play in Kyle's offense with all those weapons around you.
When has that ever worked?
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that's going to be the argument.
When has that ever worked, though?
Well, I don't know.
It never works.
Okay. Is there not some truth to that? I think there is some truth.
Well, there's truth to every potent high-octane offense. Everyone.
And I can't argue with Brock Purdy either. I keep trying to, but he keeps making all the throws.
But when you argue when you argue that as a general manager, it falls on deaf ears, man.
Does it?
Because if I'm Ayuk, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because does that mean that Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Oz Akeem, and Ricky Prohl, and Marshall Faulk, and Kurt Warner, that means that they wasn't good?
Yeah.
Because it's a good group.
Your guy Belichick did a number on him, but it took Belichick at his best.
But every high-octane potent offense has a good offensive mind. Sean McVay, okay? Matthew Stafford.
Sure.
Cooper Kupp. OBJ. I mean, I could just go on and on and on and on and on.
So do you think Brandon Ayuk is the second best receiver in football? Can you go that far? Because that's ultimately going to be the question San Francisco is going to have to answer.
Yeah, but I'm not negotiating.
Yeah.
Based on Pro Football Focus, I'm negotiating on what you see.
What they see.
What they see on the field.
Yeah.
Not what Pro Football Focus is.
Yeah.
Now, when you say, would I prefer to have Brandon Ayuk over Devontae Adams? I probably wouldn't.
I would not.
But that's me.
No.
I'm not negotiating based on Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
I like Brandon Ayuk, and Brandon Ayuk, again, is a $27 to $32 million receiver because he's next.
Yeah.
He's just up next, and so is somebody else will go back in for some more money based on them.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Some would say Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in football. I don't know what Pro Football Focus, because he didn't play much this year, had him ranked a year ago, but they may have had him number one.
And by the way, I'm partial to a guy who wears 88 in Dallas, who I thought for about 12 games looked like.
I forgot about CeeDee Lamb.
No, thank
you. So if Brandon Ayuk is looking to get 27 to 32, then CeeDee Lamb is going to be looking to get 28 to 33.
He is.
I'm the next guy in line.
All right, now back to the tweet. I liked it because I thought it was clever. And again, I don't love the way everybody scrubs and then comes back and, you know, whatever. It's just, it's not my style because I didn't grow up with it. You didn't really come up with it, but it's the way you do business in today's internet world.
Yeah.
And that was clever to me. Hey, Coach T, you know, like to tag him and make it between the lines. It's more subtle. It's more sneaky effective because it's between the lines. And that has more impact than if he had just flat out tweeted, okay, I want to be traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And look, man, Brandon Ayuk deserves every penny he's going to get.